This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
October, halfway through, we've managed to eliminate Columbus Day from our focus, which is a good thing. So let us move into a day that actually has import and impact and meaning, if you will, on the DJV program. Jennifer is off this week, so Victoria is doing a yeoman's job. Kara Shilden at the controls in our studio in Washington, focusing on today and the issues of the day. And what there is to talk about, page after page, idea after idea. So here's this Fort Worth policeman about whom we spoke yesterday who killed a woman. He's guilty. He's been charged with murder. He should go to jail or he should get something even worse than that. All right, so there's my spin on it. Victoria, what's yours?
Well, that's the update. Yeah, so essentially yesterday afternoon, the police chief, the interim police chief, Ed Krause, gave a press conference and said that he had this guy, his name is, I'm blanking on his, Aaron Dean. He had already been placed on administrative leave. They had taken his gun and his badge away after this whole thing happened. And so the police chief was going to fire him, and before the meeting happened, Aaron Dean resigned. And so the update after that, a few hours after that, he was arrested, charged with murder, later released on $200,000 bond. And so now obviously the whole city of Fort Worth, there were protests already. How this could have happened is something that I think the whole country just is wondering. It is a total lack of training. What actually happened here? So the investigation is now turning into a trial. And the mayor said, you know, to the citizens and residents of our city, we feel and understand your anger, your disappointment, and we stand by you. We're going to work to make Fort Worth a better place for all of us. And obviously,
is that so much BS? Is that just something? I gotta say that
this can't happen again. It just can't. You know,
I mean, we have the Houston. Lady was, 2 weeks ago? When was that? Or the trial was 2 weeks ago.
The trial ended officer. 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, you know what it does, in my mind anyway, it places in jeopardy. You know, you listen to the people who say the police, right or wrong, is kind of like people in the army or in a uniform. There's prejudice against them. And it's unfair, it's unjust, these people are there to protect and serve, but yet the public's, or maybe I ought to ask this, rather than making a statement, I'll ask the question whether the erosion of trust in the staple groups that are of authority, police being one of them, fire to a lesser extent, but military personnel, the respect is gone in some circles, in a blanket way. Yet there are those who stand staunchly. If Jennifer were here, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, it's hard to argue against, you know, with this guy. But in general, there's a blindness, there's a blind faith. And I'm not sure whether it's because of the news media, because of social media, that or is it just because they are badly trained, as you suggested before.
Yeah, I think the erosion of trust happens when a police officer doesn't, you know, follow his training or does something out of the ordinary and then isn't held accountable.
Well, are they being trained?
So many cases.
So that's
that.
The question.
I don't know. In this situation, it doesn't really feel like it, but
How old is this guy?
28. He didn't even announce that he was a cop. He just said, "Show me your hands," and just started shooting immediately. So,
is that on tape somewhere?
Basic, yeah. It's on his body cam.
Yeah, I don't
footage.
Know if that's fear or what, but if you're not able to handle the pressure of the situation and you get scared someone in their own house is by the window and you immediately shoot, then yeah, you shouldn't be an officer.
Why was he alone? Why does he not have a partner? with him.
Was he alone? I was pretty sure other people were there.
Oh, I didn't know if another cop was with him or not.
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm glad that the police exists because I think there are a lot of situations
you have
to have it to keep some kind of order. But I think the frustration stems from, you know, feeling like police can do anything they want and not be punished for it, not face any repercussions. You know, if anybody else went out and just shot somebody in their window, then you would go to jail for murder. And so, you know, it feels like when people just die who aren't committing any crimes, haven't done anything wrong, and then no one faces any repercussions, that's when I think that people start losing trust and wondering, okay, well, why should I even call the cops if, you know, I might possibly die in this situation?
This guy, I mean, the neighbor called for a wellness check, and a woman ended up dead in her own home without committing a crime. That's lunacy to be living in a quote-unquote civilized society, and that's what happens? That's just absolutely crazy. That, to me, is where the erosion of trust for me has happened.
So has it gone too far? Has it gone too far so that we can't get back the respect for the police, can't get back the respect in general? Or is it about we need to be guarded and not make it a general, you know, kind of be careful because there are summations here. We're making judgments based on a whole class of workers. I have some things that I have hard and fast answers for, and it pretty much ends the discussion. We have too many police who are not trained well. We need fewer police, not more. We need them to be much better trained and much better paid. That's what you get you have surveillance. It's a surveillance society. Now, there are lots of technical tools that are available, and so we need to use them in a more sophisticated way. There's still a lot of police left over from the old days, if you will, when Fred, the police chief's best friend, Ralph, has a kid who can't get a job. Well, we'll hire him on and train him and that sort of stuff. There's still way, way, way too much of that stuff.
Yeah, I think we just need to treat police officers like we should treat anyone, where if you're good at your job, then you should keep doing your job. And if you're terrible at your job and you don't know what you're doing, then you shouldn't get to keep that job. I mean, we talked about the guy, the police captain in New Jersey, who finally lost his job, and he'd had it for years and years and years. And, like, he'd had complaints from almost everybody in his office who were also police officers who were scared of him, who they were less scared of getting shot than they were of their boss. I mean, he'd said all kinds of terrible things. It's like when someone's in office like that and everybody knows that they're terrible, they shouldn't be able to keep that position.
Yeah, there should be some system in place to remove people like that.
And for me,
this is a job with a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
Human lives are at stake. And I agree with you, Doug. It needs to be a situation of better pay and better training, better education, whatever it is. All of it needs to just the bar needs to be raised a lot. Because I'm so sick of hearing these stories of a white cop shooting a black person who didn't do anything wrong, whether it's the poor guy who was sitting in his car or the woman in her bedroom. I mean, the guy in his own apartment. It's like, how many stories? It's endless. And Eric Garner in New York, that guy just got fired. That cop just got fired, but still no charges brought against him. None. So the panel of judges, they did the internal review. All three of the judges agreed he used an illegal chokehold. How is that not manslaughter, at least? Mm. Nothing.
Premeditated is hard sometimes to prove, but boy, there's just a whole lot. And then, not to pile on, but the story of the prison officer who's now in jail because they found him having sex with one of the inmates in a cleaning closet. This guy apparently had been doing this for a number of years, and somehow getting away with it. Franklin Prison, they had an affair. This particular inmate and the prison officer been having sex for 18 months, and nobody knows. Well, everybody knew about it, but nobody said anything about it. Nobody did anything about it. This guy was married. They've been going to the same cleaning cupboard in the prison. Rachel,
scummy stuff that happens in prison.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, this woman was in jail because she killed an 87-year-old guy. And yeah, but I mean, it's that kind of stuff. It's authority gone awry or abused. And is there any kind of that's a tough job. I wouldn't want to. There's no way. I wouldn't necessarily like to be a police officer either. And it isn't because of this. It isn't because there are things that get reported that are difficult to absorb. But there's the other side of it is there's not a lot of. It seems that sometimes there's everything's so political. You know what I mean? In terms even of the police. There's a politicization of this. Anyway.
You think that's because of the unions?
In part, yeah. I think that's a good point. Yeah. I do think that the unions have
unions politicize everything.
Yep. And in the public
sector. And I'm not
sector.
Anti-union at all. I'm just saying and I understand that part of the job of the union is to protect the union members and make the right decisions for the members. I get that. But it just feels like the police union in New York, the reason I bring this up is because the police union in New York had a press conference after that Officer Pantaleo was fired, the one who killed Eric Garner. And I am saying killed Eric Garner. But the police union came out and just, you know, and really circled the wagons and made it a completely us versus them statement that I don't think benefits any of the citizens that the union is supposed to be protecting. Mm-hmm. And it became a very political, you know, anti Mayor de Blasio, anti everybody who had any decision making in firing Pantaleo. It was unnecessarily political, I thought.
And I look around and you know how we all have different ways of dealing with what the issues of the day are. We find different stories, attract our attention, et cetera, et cetera. But as I nose around and reading things on the plane yesterday coming back here, I saw the story of this British pedophile who not only was active in England, but somehow or other he operated in Malaysia and Cambodia, all around Asia, one of the most prolific child sex offenders in the history, in modern history. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole for abusing these children, and yesterday he was offed in the prison. Mm-hmm. And so with the guards looking the other way, it kind of reminds me, in a manner of speaking, of Whitey Bulger, who obviously was offed by the system. Yeah. You know, it was planned, and yet, what do you hear about that? Nothing. Is anybody being brought to justice? He was a human being. He was a scumbag. And most people say, yeah, he got what he deserved. Should have happened earlier. But yet it shows the corruption that there is that exists in the system. That's the reason I bring all those things up is because it's all kind of about corruption. All right, let's take a deep breath, shall we? And figure out how we can lose some weight the healthy way, the correct way. The only way in terms of how I would go about getting some of the pounds off. What was it last week? Kara, Dr. Ken was analyzing my body mass index and said even though I'm 173, I ought to be down to in the 160s. And so, okay, I'll keep going with Calitrin. I kind of was giving it a rest for a while, but it is something because of how it works and basically reactivating the ingredient, the main ingredient is collagen protein, and that has been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss over the years, and that's why I like it. You take it once a day at bedtime. Doesn't give you the jitters, doesn't keep you awake, doesn't cause an upset stomach. Most of the other unhealthy products do. So if you want to shed the weight, shed the pounds, go to Calitrin.com, Calotren. Stay with it. Stay on, you know, 4, 5, 6 months. There's a big sale going on right now and free shipping when you use the DJV code, okay? DJV code at Calitrin.com to lose the weight and keep it off guaranteed. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Music time here on the DJV program for this hour, 23 and change after the hour. Victoria and Kara and Doug and you with the annual Grammy salute to music legends in the focus here. Fourth annual Grammy salute. The range of music being honored, kind of striking. Music stretched from Black Sabbath's groundbreaking heavy metal to the understated elegance of Dionne Warwick. From the boisterous energy of George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic to the romantic ballads of Julio Iglesias. All four of these acts received Lifetime Achievement Awards, as did Billy Eckstein, Donny Hathaway, and Sam and Dave. There's another interesting combination of names together musically. Lou Adler, Nicholas Ashford, and Valerie Simpson, and Johnny Mandel got Trustee Awards. Sam Moore, who is the surviving member of Sam and Dave, sang the duo's 67 ballad, I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down. That's the Parliament Funkadelic in the background. The song had added poignancy because he had to sit while performing because it was explained he was recovering from surgery for a herniated disc. The Clinton told the audience, funk is not black or white, young or old, male or female, but human at its root. All booties shake alike.
That's so George Clinton. I love that quote. All booties shake alike.
I was having lunch Sunday at a little restaurant that was near the hotel where I was staying. And the lady who was the manager and I were talking. There's nobody else in the restaurant. And so she and I started talking about where she's an Australian. And she'd come to L.A. after being an R&B a dancer who had followed lots of different paths, and one of them was music like this. And then she was a ballroom dancer, apparently. I thought it was very interesting that she had that background. And it was, she was very white, but yet she was deeply rooted in, and that what made me think about the conversation was all booties shake alike, frankly. Dionne Warwick's classic Walk On By, Johnny Mathis sang that. Kenny Lally, I want to hear a little of this, that's good.
Walk on by, from
By the way, that woman was a hip-hop dancer as well. How often are there a lot of people that do hip-hop dancing? I don't know, so I'll ask a question. This is such a fabulous song. One of my favorites. From the moldy oldie rack of records. Kenny Lattimore filled in for Astrid. Remember, he died back in 2011. A performance with Valerie Simpson of the couple's classic songs like You're All, I Need to Get By, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, which is, oh my God, what a great song this is. Diana Ross had a version of this. Anyway, this year's installment was taped back in May at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, set to air Friday as part of PBS's Great Performances. I'll watch that.
Yeah, this is probably going to be really good.
Yeah, right. Now, I don't want to give David Ruffin short shrift here in terms of attention. I remember him as former Temptation singer. He passed away. He's going to be honored in Mississippi, the town where he grew up. It's going to be sunshine, according to the town, on October 26th, even if it's a cloudy day. That's the day that Meridian, Mississippi, will honor the late David Ruffin, one of the lead singers of the Temps. He sang the hit My Girl, had a great lyric. City will also add sign ceremoniously naming four blocks of downtown David Ruffin Boulevard. Now, he was born actually outside of Meridian in Why Not? But he claimed Meridian as his home because why not? Get it? All right. Sorry. Get away without that. Mississippi Arts and Entertainment Experience also placing Ruffin Star on its Walk of Fame, while Jackson State University's marching band, the Sonic Boom of the South, is going to lead a parade in his honor. Lamont Robinson, head of the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame, and Ruffin's son-in-law presented the idea to the city, and they went for it. Great. He deserves that kind of attention. David Ruffin here on the DJB program at 28 after the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The vice president saying President Trump is calling on Turkey now to stop its invasion of northern Syria. Mike Pence telling reporters
to implement an immediate ceasefire and to begin to negotiate with Kurdish forces in Syria to bring an end to the violence.
Pence also announcing that he's heading to Turkey to further discuss the situation in Syria. Turkey's military having moved into northern Syria after President Trump decided to pull U.S. troops out of that region. 12 presidential candidates will face off tonight in the latest Democratic debate, this one airing live from Ohio on CNN. The San Francisco Bay Area rattled by an earthquake last night. Initial reports are it was a magnitude 4.5, centered about 19 miles northeast of Oakland. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Four after the hour here on the Tuesday, October 15th edition of the DJV program, heard around the country and around the world on a lot of great radio stations and at DJVshow.com. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen and the Dougster, with a focus on climate change and the immediate circumstances after the typhoon in Japan, Victoria. Looks like a lot of messes. Oof, look at that.
It's really horrible. And
Do you see the picture of the flooded bullet train?
No, I didn't.
Oh, wow. You want to wake up with a slap. The danger, because of circumstances, tsunamis, volcanoes, earthquakes, and people wondering now after they have seen the bullet train, wonder, okay, what other havoc has Mother Nature got in plan in store for us, and how do we protect ourselves from it? And the answer is you can't at all. Look at the landfall. I mean, look at the mess.
Yeah. 100 rivers overflowed. It's 35 inches of water.
100,000 search and rescue operations are going on. This is one heck of a way for Mother Nature to deal with being annoyed. That's how you want to look at it. But there's storms like this all over the place. Torrential rain, landslides, flooding like you wouldn't believe. And again, the bullet train, I guess, is a pretty good example of that. 100 rivers overflowing, 35 inches of water falling on a city west of Tokyo in a 24-hour period. How do you even imagine that? 35 inches. That's a yardstick. A yardstick. Put that down in your yard and think, tomorrow we got that much water to deal with. That's how you use your imagination to understand what these residents, these people, have had to put up with. Evacuation orders issued to millions of people. The name of the typhoon is Hagibis. Is that how you pronounce it, I suppose? H-A-G-I-B-I-S.
Sounds like Hagibis. It came from Scotland. It doesn't sound like it, right? Yeah.
Every time I see it, I think haggis. But
right, that's what I was thinking.
The same thing.
Well, the same situation exists there because of the warmth of the Pacific, warmer than it has been. And then you get around to another conversation of global climate change and what's going on, the researchers banning it's interesting because some of the researchers have recommended banning frequent flyer reward programs to cut carbon emissions, to target having people filling up planes or having planes more. I find
I have never been able to use any miles or points for anything, so I don't really know how effective that's going to be.
I use them all the time.
Well, I think when you're I think that you've been doing it for so long that you've kind of been grandfathered in, because I don't know. I have friends who fly a lot for work, and they're constantly complaining that it's just one blackout after another, and they can never actually use their miles. And I think that if you've been doing it as long as you have been.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I do understand. I say this acknowledging however it sounds. I know how to use the system. I understand how it works, even though they try to keep changing it so that you have to stay on your toes. The reward programs are not aimed at rewarding you. That's what you have to first understand. They're aimed at getting people hooked on the program so they won't go to another airline. That's all they are. They don't really, they're not.
Yeah, you feel like, I built up these miles, so I might as well stick with this airline. Yeah. Eventually it'll pay off.
Well, you hear the ads in the plane. For example, on American, every time I'm on a plane, yesterday, one of the flight attendants, and by the way, they get paid a percentage. I didn't know that until one of the flight attendants told me that a few months ago. When you hear the announcement, American Airlines has this fabulous reward system, and you can get a Barclays credit card, and you don't have to pay any fees, and it's fabulous, and sign up now. You get 60,000 miles to do two round trips anywhere in America. Yeah, good luck trying to use them. As you've said, every plane is full. Right. They have a hard time even shipping their own personnel around because they oversell the flights. And the personnel, a lot of people live, for example, Bob Kay, who's our GM, his son flies for Delta. He flies out of LAX, but he lives in Seattle. And you can find, especially now with the American, there are so many different major hubs. A lot of people who, for example, live in L.A. but fly out of Phoenix. So they hop on a plane. But the planes are so damn full all the time because they've cut the schedules and they kind of know how to fill up the seats. I rarely get on a plane that doesn't have every seat sold. Rarely. And yesterday, well, this weekend was a good example of it because of the weather being foul at the end of the week. It took them all weekend to sort of take care of all the stragglers who couldn't get, whenever there's a big weather item, it really does, it flies in the face of, pardon the pun, of being able to even get a decent seat on, it just, it doesn't, it's, It's pretty hilarious, actually, when you get right down to understanding how much the people who think they're getting something for nothing are really not. You never get anything for nothing. Never. Ever, ever, ever. So before we move into a couple of that, I think we ought to have a moment for the Hard Rock Hotel collapse in New Orleans. A couple of people are dead. One person missing. If you haven't heard about this, happened over the weekend. The building actually was being built, and a section of it toppled to the ground. 18 people were taken to the hospital. They're all okay, basically stable. Several buildings
it's
near
a
the hotel.
That more people
yeah,
were,
right.
Were
you look at the
watching
pictures.
The video. Oh
yeah.
My gosh! And yeah. This is a busy section. Kara and I were just trying to figure out exactly where in New Orleans this is. This is right off of Canal and right in the on the fringe of the French Quarter
yeah.
And the warehouse district where all the casinos are. And yeah. It's just an absolute miracle. There were cars driving under as the building fell down, and they just made it through.
It's like a movie.
It is. Yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah.
But you know, when Karen and I were talking about this, Hard Rock as a brand has had a hard time lately. No pun intended. But they've had they had the tainted alcohol down in the Dominican.
Yeah.
Where people died. A couple Americans died staying at the Hard Rock Hotel down there. Now they have this. They had another thing that was something, I forget what it was, but it was the Hard Rock in Cancun. There was, it was either food poisoning or something else happened where they had to shut down part of their operation in Cancun. It's, I don't know, maybe they were really skimping on safety or budget. Because I've never seen concrete look like it just melted, and that's what this looks like.
And there are, by the way, various, the gradient ways that with asphalt or with concrete, there are gradient levels that are much different and much stronger, weaker. It depends on the components that you put into it to harden them up. Both of them are the same. And then there are, at first, when I looked at this, building in New Orleans is literally building on sand. That whole area, the New Orleans where you always see after big storms how the city is affected by it, and the dams that are built there and the locks, and because the city is very, the ground under it is not stable. And I'm wondering, without knowing, whether that's part of what contributed to this.
Something definitely went really wrong. So
yeah,
that's a possibility. Kara said that they're now trying to, I guess, stabilize the crane because that's kind of
that
half.
That could topple over.
Yeah.
And
that can easily. These streets are not very big. It's kind of a miracle that when the half of the building fell down, it didn't take the building across the street out with it. It was lucky that it was just one of the, it happened to be the probably the widest set of road there in New Orleans, and it just missed it as it fell down across the street. But
yeah.
It's what a mess.
I'm still looking around for people that might have not been accounted for. And we had the same kind of thing. We had a lot of building going on in my hometown of Framingham. There are apartment complexes being built all over the place. And one of them yesterday, there was a death because a man fell off of one of the scaffolds as they were working on the apartments. And they go up, they're only six or seven stories high, but that's still six or seven stories. Who wants to fall off a ladder or off a scaffold or out of a window from some of that? So another one nearly died. There are these sorts of, and this is in an area that's highly subject to scrutiny. The building officials, I happen to know the building official in Framingham. He's very, very, very good. But, you know, there's a lot of labor that's wandering around here that doesn't speak English. And those, you know, some directive may, it hasn't been decided yet, but I can imagine a circumstance where a boss said, well, do it this way or don't do it that way. And it doesn't get, the translation doesn't get down to the people who are actually doing the job. And I think that's one of the real dangers of having a lot of workers who are, I watched people walk off. I was driving through town where this structure is being built, and it was 5 o'clock, a little after five, and all the guys were leaving. I didn't see one white person, and there were probably two, three dozen guys walking across the street, and it's pretty amazing in a town that is mostly white. To be putting a building, you know, the people are coming from other places, and they work cheaper. And you know, I think that's an observation we can all make and see it and understand what's going on. All right, so there's some food for thought. 45 past the hour today is National I Love Lucy Day. Where's that theme? I love that theme. Da 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 da.
Where's Jen? I feel like she could sing it for us.
No one
loves I Love Lucy more than Jen.
Right. Ricky, I'm home. Oh, no. Lucy, I'm home. At this very minute, someplace in the world. This show is playing 44 countries. It still airs. Can you imagine owning the rights to this to this show? I think it's still in the family. Ricky, you've got some explaining to do. It's in French. It's in Spanish. It's in German. It's in Japanese. CBS was the only channel to watch Monday nights at 9 o'clock when I Love Lucy was on in the 1950s. 71% of the nation watched Lucy go to the hospital when she had her baby. That was in 1953. In 57, CBS paid millions to buy back I Love Lucy episodes after seeing the error of its decision to allow Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz 100% ownership in the rights to the show. They paid $5 million to purchase the rights to 179 episodes. That's got to be worth 100 times that now,
yeah,
if not more, right?
Yeah, anyway. I would imagine. Mm-hmm.
One of the best TV shows of all time. Yep. I Love Lucy. I Love Lucy. I Love Ricky and Ricky Loves Me. I think that's part of the lyric line. I'm not, I may or may not be correct on that. All right. So that is a good entree, Victoria, into what's on television tonight. What is there that we can look for? It's Tuesday night. The NCIS, the CBS stuff, bill of fare there. But what else do we have that could be attractive?
Well, if you're following the MLB playoffs, it's game four tonight of the National League Championship Series. That starts at 8 p.m. on TBS. If you want to get spooked out, because, you know, we are approaching Halloween, on the Travel Channel, the most terrifying places in America, apparently there's demonic clown. There are demonic clowns that terrorize guests at a desert motel in Nevada. Interesting. Right. So if you're into the paranormal stuff, that's on the Travel Channel at 8 p.m. tonight. And then, like you mentioned, Doug, 8 p.m. NCIS on CBS. And I guess that continues the whole night. CBS has usually got, like, the whole night blocked out.
Right.
If you're watching The Voice, the battles, the live battles, part two is on tonight at NBC at 8 p.m. The Flash on the CW is new. And The Conners is also new tonight, 8 p.m. on ABC.
Anybody watching that?
I watch it every week. I actually love it. Yeah. You know, the thing is, I was never a Roseanne fan. I never liked her. I never liked the show. But the part of the show that I did like was Darlene's character. Now she's the star, so I feel like it's everything that I really enjoyed about it.
Well, how about, I thought Goodman was the star.
Well, he's the dad, but really the plot line is kind of focused more on Darlene, his daughter.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why? What is, just enlighten me a little
just
bit.
Just younger, just because Dan, the dad, doesn't really have a lot going on, you know. He's retired, and, you know, so he's at home with the grandkids, and she's out working, and maybe getting back together with her ex, and so they've kind of, you know, modernized it.
Got it. Okay. Speaking of retiring, what did you anticipate last night when you went to bed? Were you ready for a good night's rest? Did you retire in comfort and luxury, and you felt, wow, this is really great. I'm getting into these nice, cool, calm, and collected sheets from MyPillow. Got your MyPillow pillows. How about the most comfortable mattress topper? They have that, and you can save more than 50% right now, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. This month you can save a lot. Well, you can save a lot of the time. Use the MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. To save lots of money on all the things you need for a great night's sleep.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Working together here, I've teamed up with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program. It's 53 after the hour. Tech Talk time. Yahoo! Has settled. I got a note in the mail. I got to ask you about it off the air as well as maybe on the air. The settlement from Equifax. I got an email. How to get?
Did they give you any money?
No, that's what I got to talk to you about. Anyway, this is Yahoo, I still use Yahoo. A lot of people do. I suppose that maybe is an age thing.
I had a Yahoo email address forever. And I got breached, so, so I canceled it.
All right, so you
got
could
breached.
Be,
everybody got breached.
Yeah, right. You could
literally
get a piece
everyone.
Of that.
Everyone, yeah.
That class action settlement. How's that going to work?
Well, the class action settlement, and I say this, you know, I'm in the big picture, it's only $117 million is the class action
not
settlement. That's actually not nearly enough money for all of the people who have been affected by this. So if you had a Yahoo account from January 1st of 2012 through December 31st of 2016, if you had an account any time during that time frame, whether it was Yahoo email, Yahoo fantasy sports, Yahoo finance, Tumblr, Flickr, you can actually get 2 years of free credit monitoring or up to $358 in a rebate. Now, the $358, this is where we get into, you know, this is the fantasy land. This is never going to happen. It's just like Equifax when they originally said you could get $400, then it was $100, now it's $4. This is going to be the same thing. So you can file a claim at yahoodatabreachsettlement.com, and the deadline to file is actually next July. So that gives you an indication of how long it's going to take to get any money out of them.
Right.
So, but they say you can get a cash payment. It might be $100, might be less. They have no way of really knowing. It just depends how many people try to claim the money. as just the same thing with the Equifax, the best thing to do here is take the free credit monitoring, because everything was breached in this thing. I mean, you were talking your full name, your email address, your telephone number, your birth date, your password, your security questions, and the answers. All of that was leaked and breached, and probably already sold on the dark web. So the best thing you can do is really just protect yourself and have a free credit monitoring system in place, so that if someone does sell your information and tries to use it, you'll at least know what's going on with your credit report. So you can file online if you want to do it. That's fine. YahooDataBreachSettlement.com. You can do it by mail, or you can also call them.
Aha. All right. So there's the latest there. Sony has confirmed the name of their new PlayStation console. Let's find out what it is.
The Geek Out.
Hold yourself. Sony has confirmed the next PlayStation gaming console will be called the PlayStation 5. Get it? After skipping E3 this year, Sony has slowly been letting out tiny amounts of info about the upcoming console, like confirming it will continue to have an optical drive to play discs, but no real clear clue yet on how it will handle streaming games, which is very important since it's assumed most consumers are looking to streaming as the future of gaming, as long as it works. We do know the PS5 will have major technical chops, be able to run 8K resolution, solid-state internal drives, and backwards compatibility for PS4 games. The PlayStation 5 arrives in time for the holidays of 2020.
You are now listening to the powerful frequency of driving a Toyota Tacoma, RAV4, and 4Runner. This experiment confirms power runs in the family. Toyota, let's go places. Visit toyota.com/testmiles for detail.
Next up in the focus on technology, Harley Davidson started and has now stopped. We talked about this several months ago, electric motorcycle. It doesn't look like that's going anywhere.
Yeah, it's called the Live Wire, but it's not that great. So it's Harley's first electric motorcycle, but it's not charging. Those batteries are not charging well.
It's a dead wire instead of a live wire.
Exactly. So Harley says, Harley's claiming that the bikes are still safe to ride, but they say, and this is where it gets super inconvenient, don't charge it anywhere except at a dealership. So you have to ride your Harley or tow it.
Swell.
You have to maybe tow it, yeah, to the dealership.
How do you
tow a
motorbike? How do you
tow a little trailer? You know, you see.
Okay, put it in a trailer, yeah, but not. You couldn't put it like what I do if my truck.
I don't know that
farm.
You should. Put
I
it
hook
on
up a chain to the truck and I just pull it back to the barn.
I wouldn't recommend that with a $30,000 bicycle or a motorcycle. Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
So they actually say that they are safe, that the batteries won't explode. But I never trust when someone tells me that the battery won't explode, because batteries always explode. And so Harley's not the only company that's had to deal with this. Two other companies have actually had these batteries explode and people have been hurt.
Yeah, I happened with a new 787 planes, too. Remember a few years ago? 59 past the hour.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.